Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To the south of France, Simon Constable in paradise. We begin, of course, with the climate. Here in southern New England, it is wet, it is very green, and it is cool for this time of year, coming summertime. However, the south of France looks blazing. Simon, a good day to you. Your tan indicates to me that you've been in the sunshine. How much sunshine? And how are you doing in a very ancient part of the world that always looks like paradise from the outside? Good day, Simon.
Good day, John. It has been bright sun all day today. The high, 89 Fahrenheit, up from a beautiful way to wake up, 58 Fahrenheit in the morning. And it's been like that for a few days. And having very little tan, normally it is very noticeable that I've been in the sun. And that's partly taking out the dog every day and getting that toasting during that period. It's really lovely at the moment.
Lovely, and we go immediately to, well, Simon is surrounded by splendor, but we go immediately to the energy question, because here in the United States of America, we turn the air conditioner on when it's any reason at all. We don't care what time of year it is. To hit the AC, it's warm in here. However, AC in Europe, I learned when I lived there, is rare, and they've been coming up over the years to demonstrate that they too can AC a building, but they don't like to, and I understand that. AC demand in France, however, is all new to me. What can you tell me about the TTF, the demand on electricity? Because your electricity is all nuclear.
I think it's almost all nuclear. But it still is. It still goes up and down based on the price of natural gas. This is the European price. It's 40 euros per megawatt hour, and it's up 11% in 1 week. That's really quite a move, and that's because we're having a heat wave here across Europe. It won't be because of anything happening with oil, and there has been a lot of natural gas in storage. So it's really, really coming down to a temporary demand because of the heat. And even in buildings like the ancient building I live in, which has got 1 meter thick walls, that normally keeps things cool and modulated, but at the moment it really is quite hot for Europeans anyway. Nothing like the south of America, but 89 Fahrenheit is a pretty hot level of heat.
I know you're not built for AC. I understand that. We moved from the question of electricity demand to energy demand in general. At first, the conflict in Iran did not spike the prices, but now it has. What can you tell me about Brent crude?
Well, Brent crude now will cost you $77 a barrel, which is up from $62 at the end of last month. So that's another really big surge. And it's not particularly pointing to a lot more demand for it. It's worry about supplies and what will happen if the situation between Israel and Iran and America and Iran gets worse, and maybe oil can't get out of the Straits of Hormuz or can't get up the Red Sea and through the Suez Canal. And that's a real worry for many people. This is a risk premium going up. Who knows what's going to happen, but a lot of people will be watching this over the coming weeks.
So energy demand for AC, but energy concern for supply. I understand that. So we move now from energy stories to commodities in general. I'm checking on construction. And the one I care about is copper for obvious reasons. It's due to electronics, it's due to buildings, and a demand for copper means somebody's building somewhere. What's the year over year of copper?
That's 7% up, $4.83 per pound, which is quite elevated historically, and that's showing that there is something going on somewhere in the world. Like you said, something's being built or made using copper as a key ingredient, and I think that's a very good sign. On the other end of the situation, though, we've got lithium, which is used in lithium-ion batteries for electric cars, or some electric cars anyway, and iron ore, which is used to make steel, which is a component of cars. And they're both down, the lithium down in price by 37% year on year, and the iron ore down by 11%. So both of those are basically saying that if it's something to do with cars, maybe that isn't going to be doing too well at the moment. And maybe that's because of tariffs. Maybe that's because of other issues. I'm not really sure about that at the moment. Other things are really not moving that much. Wheat, orange juice, coffee and cocoa are all pretty much where they were a week ago. And so we've got cocoa just hovering below $10,000 per metric ton. That's about 2,200 US pounds. That's a lot of cocoa, but it's also a very high price. Coffee now at $3.30 a pound. On the wholesale market, you'll pay maybe four to five times as much of that in the supermarket. And orange juice, $2.53 a pound, and wheat, $5.54. Not major moves there that really open eyes. The real action is happening in the energy sector, which is where Brent up hugely in one week or one or two weeks.
Well, I watch cocoa because when America gets anxious, America goes chocolate. So that's why I watch it. Now, Simon, the reason I think that there's a lithium collapse is that China's been overbuilding lithium ion batteries. It's run into something of a wall, however, not tariffs. Surprisingly, it was an article in FT this week. Cutthroat competition among Chinese startup EV makers. They keep cutting the price so that they're giving them away. They're paying people to take them. And only the big survive in a contest like that. It might be that the central government and the Chinese Communist Party over-subsidized, Simon. They created so many EV markets.
Oh, I am totally shocked, John. How could any government do that? I mean, who knew that governments could make such a mess up of their policy?
Well, I've got a government for you about that. Before we get to Keir Starmer's week, and there's good news. You tell me you're in the hay cycle. This is all new to me. You've got two fields about three-quarters of an acre each, and the hay's been growing since springtime. What happened, Simon?
Well, what's very interesting here, we have two types of grass on the property. One is lawn grass, which is nice to sit on, and you can trim it down very, very easily to a very low level. And then we've got grass that becomes hay bales for cattle, largely cows in this area, but also for some horses too. And when it gets quite high, and it gets quite high quite quickly, it gets up to 5 to 6 feet high. You've got two things. One is you've got a demand by all the cattle farmers for hay, so for feeding them basically. And so we had a guy come in today who basically in a trice went through two of the fields where we have this sort of hay grass growing and took it down. He'll be back in a few days to bale them up into those huge circular bales, and then they'll come back and take them off to various people who need the feed. And that happens twice a year. And it's very nice when it happens because it benefits everybody. For one thing, The cattle get fed, and at a very low price as well. We don't get anything for this other than the fact that it's been cut, which means the risk of a wildfire going on in the garden is basically reduced massively. So that's all very good things. Everybody wins. I don't want the house to burn down either.
I'm recommending, Simon, you also take a walk in the fields that have been baled, because the aroma is everything when grass like that is cut.
It's absolutely lovely when it's cut. It smells delightful. And the other thing is it's great for bird watching because a lot of the hawks basically wait for this. When the farmers stopped cutting the bales, they dive down and get little creatures from within the hay and eat them. So those birds really like it too.
We move from the baling of hay to the baling of the United Kingdom's government by Keir Starmer. Simon Constable in the south of France. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.